T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Drive on KFH.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies.
Julie Andrews with My Favorite Things.
And
we're getting the favorite music from Mary Jane Furches, the wife of Mike Furches, our good friend and frequent contributor on this show. Well, Julie Andrews for you, Duda.
Got me. I recognize the song, but I don't know who Julie Andrews is.
Oh, my God.
Well, what? Oh, my God, what? This is all the time when you guys and your
music.
I don't
know who Michael Jackson is.
I know who that is.
I don't know who Elvis is.
I know who that is, too.
Next?
See? I got all those.
Let's go to the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline and talk to Bruce Ramsey, the head coach of the Wichita Thunder. Coach, how's it going this afternoon?
Very well, very well. Just sitting here in Michigan, getting all the immigration done for the players coming in from out of country and getting excited to get that season started. Good to hear Jason Duda's voice again. I see he's trying to pick out our opening theme for coming on the ice with that song you guys were just playing.
Yeah, that's not a bad one, is it?
Well, Rammer, I've heard Thunderstruck 14,000 times, so I'm just thinking for me it might be something different.
Okay, maybe we'll give it a go. Dude, good to hear you again.
Yeah, you too, buddy. How's things going anyway? Obviously, you're up in Michigan. When do you plan on getting here, and how are things going this offseason? Obviously, a little different that you know, coming from the AAA level and back down to coaching here. Obviously, coaching Tulsa for a number of years. What's it like getting back in the swing of things?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, obviously I enjoyed my time in Grand Rapids thoroughly. You know, we did really well, but it's just not the same being an assistant and being a head coach. So I'm excited to be back at the realm and get all that stress put back on you. But, you know, definitely looking forward to it. So I actually wish I was down in Wichita. I would have been there earlier, but we have coaches meetings in Detroit on September 16th, so it doesn't make a lot of sense when you go all the way out there and just come right back again. But really excited to get into my car and get down there and get things started. It's coming fast.
Bruce Ramsey, our guest, he's the head coach of the Wichita Thunder. I got to imagine this summer has gone pretty fast for you, and now you're looking ahead to opening on October 11th, which it seems early to me. Usually the schedule, it seems like, starts around October 20th, but you have 5 games before October 20th. I imagine that's coming pretty fast for you.
Yeah, we got a nice little road trip in there, too, out to the beautiful state of Utah and Idaho, I believe. So it'd be nice to get the boys out there and get them acclimatized with each other and do a little bonding. But, no, it's happening fast. So we've been working hard on recruiting and getting a team put together, obviously, and you know, excited about what we have, and you know what, from my understanding, what we're going to get from Edmonton. I think it's going to be a nice fit, and you know, really looking forward to just getting the guys on the ice to actually see what I have. You know, so it's been a long summer, but it's going to be awesome to get back into coaching and put Wichita back where it needs to be.
Well, you're talking about Edmonton sending players down, and is that obviously you've dealt with this, Rammer, for years. But not knowing who you're going to get or having an idea who you're going to get and then maybe some guy's not coming, how do you go through the rest of your summer in recruiting in order to maybe fill some spots where you're still maybe up in the air on what you're going to get from Edmonton?
Yeah, you know what? My philosophy has always been, especially when you have an affiliation, is you have to recruit like you don't have an affiliation. And then obviously when you get players sent down, it's a bonus. As long as they're quality players, but you know, we've recruited probably 23 or 24 guys. So when you add that in with 6 guys that we're supposed to get from Edmonton, you know, then that makes you know, a good number of players, and then just some tough decisions to make. But you know, from what I've understand, what they've told me, we're looking at getting some good quality players, some big boys. Let me tell you that. And I can't reveal names right now, but I have a good idea. So I think it's it's going to be very, very beneficial, and it's going to make training camp very exciting. It's going to have to, I'm going to have some tough decisions.
Well, I know obviously from being in the Thunder organization for years, they like to roll them out every week and that sort of thing. And, you know, I was just looking through the roster so far, who you've set online. You only got about three guys back right now from last year's team. Is that something that you were looking at just rehauling the whole thing, or is there some other guys that are going to be coming back?
I think it's going to be more of a rehaul, and I'm not really sure. Some players, well, there's a lot of players that were granted free agency through the coach from last year, so they had their option to do whatever they want. And then, you know, some players, I just think that they wanted a fresh start somewhere else, and you know, I'm obliging them. I still have the rights to a few guys, and I'm either going to try and get them back, or I'm going to move them for some quality players. So, you know, there was definitely some good players there, but I know a couple of, I think like three or four guys retired. You know, you had Stuckel and Jakubelis who signed contracts with Bakersfield, and, you know, once you start adding them up with the free agents, there really wasn't a lot left. So, you know what, you know, obviously, I think there was maybe a little negativity there, and it's going to be great to start fresh with a bunch of new guys. And I'm excited about the guys that have re-signed. You know, we're going to have a fresh start, and we're going to bring a real quality atmosphere to the team, and we're going to be hardworking. And I think the Wichita Thunder fans are going to be very impressed.
Bruce Ramsey, our guest from the Wichita Thunder, he's their head coach, and they open the season at home against the Indy Fuel on October 11th. So when you're overhauling a roster, do you have a vision in mind of how these guys will play together, or do you get them together first and then figure out the best style and best way for those guys to mix and blend?
Yeah, you know what? You got to get them on the ice. Obviously, I have an idea of my mind of what I want to have, but until you know exactly, you see guys skating and playing, it's, you know, you kind of adopt your own identity, I guess, as time goes on. So obviously we want to be hardworking. We want to be physical. We want to be relentless. You know, we want to play that Wichita Thunder style of hockey that the fans have grown to love over the years. And, you know, that's kind of my focus right now. And we want to be tough, but, you know, the way the game's changed a little bit and the new rule, you know, you can only fight 10 times in a year. You can't have that kind of guy like myself in the old days. It's going to fight 30 times a year. So those days are kind of gone. I probably would have been suspended 3/4 of my career if I was playing nowadays. But, you know, that's just the way it is. But we still need to be a heavy team that just goes and goes. I want everybody to contribute. I don't want to be a one-line team. I want to have success by committee, and I want everybody to be involved. And then when you get that, and, you know, when the players are playing for each other and playing for the coach, then, you know, good things will happen.
You should have let Duda take a few of those hits instead of fighting for him all the time.
Yeah, I always had to protect him. Come on.
Well, Ram, I used to buy you beers after the game. I thought that was a good deal.
It was well appreciated, dudes, always.
It was, and I kept most of my teeth while you were there, so I appreciated that as well. But yeah, it's exactly. Funny. It's funny, you know, you talk about when obviously we played together years ago, and fighting was just that was just the name of the game. It happened all the time, and now 10 fights a year, I think you said, and that's it. It's definitely changed, but you being the guy that you were then, and then obviously being at the level of coaching that you've been the last few years and even in Tulsa, do you think it's good? Do you think it's better the way that they've set it up now? I know it's all about player safety and that sort of thing, but do you think it's taken away a little bit from the game? Because personally, I do.
I agree with you, dude. Like, come on, you know, with 10 fights a year, that's, heck, I would have been that after about 10 or 11 games some years when I played back in the day. And it's going to restrict some guys and, you know, it makes it tougher, especially, you know, when that guy gets to 8 or 9 majors, then what happens? You know, he's going to be scared to actually go out and protect his teammates, even though that's part of his job because he doesn't want to get suspended and have to pay fines or whatever else, other roles they put in there. So, yeah, I think it makes it a little tougher, but you know what? That's what the owners wanted, and I'm sure I know Wichita didn't agree with it either. But
I can imagine that.
Yeah, you know, Joel would never want to see that. But you know, it is what it is. So you just have to adapt and overcome. And you know, this is the way the hockey is going right now. And, you know, they're, like you said, the safety and everything that goes through it is kind of part of it. But, yeah, just have to adapt. And you still want to have that kind of team that is relentless on the forecheck and finishes all their checks and works really hard and plays heavy. And, you know, you watch the St. Louis Blues this year and the success that they had and the way they played, it was fun to watch.
Do you see the limit on fighting as the beginning of regulating it, if not all the way out, then and pretty much out of the game? Does it go from 10, then to 8 in a couple of years, then to 5, then to 3? Or how do you see that kind of shaping up?
I guess only time will tell. I don't think they'll ever take fighting right out of the game, especially at the pro level. It's pretty well out now when you look at major junior and obviously college. They don't fight, and if they do, they get suspended. So, but I still believe pro hockey, there's going to be a niche always there for it. It's just going to be restricted.
Yeah, that was a difference, you know, playing back when we played Rammer, and I was very happy that I had guys like you on my team because it was just something I couldn't do. And guys would take more liberties. I guess my question is, do guys take more liberties now knowing that maybe guys aren't really going to, they're not going to have to step up to answer the bell?
Yeah, you know what? I just don't think it's as bad
as it was.
As it was, like when we were there, because obviously I think it was just a different game and guys had just a different mental attitude. Like, you know, we were going out there to go for war, and that's the way we still have to look at it. But I think the players nowadays are just brought up differently, and you know, it starts when they're playing junior and moving up. There's just not as much physical players there used to be in the fighting way. So, you know, time will tell. We'll still have our guys that go out there, and I'm not going to stop a guy just because he has 10 majors from taking care of his teammates. We'll deal with it after, but that's just the way it's got to be.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Hope you enjoy a little bit more downtime up in Michigan before the season starts. It's coming before you know it, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again before October the 11th.
Well, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys. And dudes, when I get to town, I'll look you up. We'll go out for lunch or something.
Sounds good, Rammer. Look forward to it, buddy. All the best.
All right. It was great hearing from you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Coach Bruce Ramsey of the Wichita Thunder giving us a little update, state of hockey talk. I mean, that was good.
Of course it is. I always loved Rammer. I had a ton of respect for him. He did some things that I couldn't do and was always there for the boys, so I think he'll do a good job. He did a good job when he was in Tulsa, and obviously with the connections he's made at the AAA level, I can't see him not having a good hockey team out there.
You going to be behind the bench a little bit?
Well, why would I be behind the bench?
As a fan, like behind the bench.
Oh, behind the bench.
Yeah, not standing behind the bench, but behind the glass, I guess.
Since Rammer's going to be the coach, I'll probably end up at a few games, I'm sure.
Yeah, you probably should.
I just said I would!
The guy who supported you during his playing career. He stood up for you.
He stood up for me, and it cost me a lot of money after the games were over.
Yeah.
But I still appreciate it.
And it cost him a lot of money, too, probably with fines and suspensions.
No, not Rammer.
Not in those days.
Not in those days, man. It was all free-for-all.
That was good stuff.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with Jive Talk, hour number 2. At 5:25, we'll talk to Tommy Beeson, the head coach of the Goddard Football Lions, and at 5:40, Anthony Capra makes his regular sojourn into the jungle.
Why use a word like that? Like, seriously?
I don't know. And I said jungle, too, so it was all around a bad effort. We'll be back with hour number 2 of The Drive. Jason Dude is in for Bob today. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.